All right, Otaku, I need your Japanese skills here. Okay, how do you pronounce Japanese Tales of the Macabre in Japanese? Ito Junin Maniac. Okay, where is the maniac? I don't know. I don't make the translations. Okay, now this is on Netflix, correct? And we were planning to talk about three different horror or spooky animes, one show, correct? But this one actually has 12 different episodes. So it's like 12 different stories.
Correct.
So we agreed to talk about them one by one. It's just a slight a slight talk, Otaku. Yes. This show has a 6.6 on my anime list. Wow. What would you give it? I believe 6.6 is quite generous. We give it a five-ish. Five-ish. What did you didn't like? Well, coming from Japanese and the way they promoted and advertised it for, what, a year? Maybe 2 years, correct. I was expecting a little more creepy or spooky. I honestly, just a few episodes, they were a little bit too much for me. Didn't. Did you say it during the daylight or during night? I watched it. Some of them during day and some others during night. Ah, that was your problem. Did you watch it with my sister or by yourself? Some of them with your sister, some of them by myself. Okay. Very interesting. I'm gonna call my parent. By the way, if you guys didn't know, he's dating my sister. I don't know why. Out of pity, maybe. Okay. Let's talk about the first episode, which is supposed to be the one that grabs you, right? Correct. Did you get scared on the first episode? Not at all. It had those moments here and there, but they also implement comedy like Love, Death, and Robots, which is also from Netflix, right? Yes. So when they were implementing the jokes, one of the sisters, the little one, she was kind of weird and annoying. So it really lost the touch, in my opinion. I agree. Okay. The next episode, they got the tunnel one. That was a little spooky for me, but they just cut it. I know. Like when it got interesting, bam, it stopped. It reminds me of Tales from the Crypt kind of vibes. Oh, okay, yeah. And then from there, on the second episode, they stop and they had the ice cream thing, which it was pure crap. And I'm sorry, forget my French. I didn't like it. It's just don't eat sugar. Don't eat sugar, kids. Eat your vegetables. Yeah. Oh, you should remind me that. Spider-Man 2, when he said, "Oh, I eat my vegetable." Oh, the scene. Tobey Maguire. Okay. What about the episode of the gloves? The thing. Oh, that was. It was a little disturbing to me. Yeah. I agree with you. I was thinking about. They went from one thing to another. I thought that the girl. Can I spoil some things? Yeah, sure, let's do it today. Forget about it. I thought that the main character of that episode, the girl, had. Killed the idol, and she wanted to date his boyfriend. Okay, that would make sense. And then no, it was just this glove killing people. So, but I don't understand what you're saying. It was very disturbing. Some images. Yeah. All right. The other one was the silent room. Well, that one has a meaning, and they explain it that the number four is the number four in Japanese is pronounced chi or yang. And then young, I mean, chi is also means like death. So for them, four is kind of like a bad luck number. Okay. But yeah, no. They explained that in the show, in the episode. But I didn't understand the ending. I mean, it started one way and then it ended like, I know. I don't know what happened. We should rewatch it before the show's end. Just, can you put it on your tablet? Yeah, I can. I can do that. Okay. Why do you do that? Tell me about the guardian one, that the guy who could not sleep because otherwise. Oh, you know what? That one remind me of a movie that I also watched in Netflix. I don't know if it was from Thailand or Indonesian. Okay, it was about these students that they could not go to sleep because it wasn't like an experiment, and they would pay the money. Oh, I know what you said. Why did we didn't cover that one? No, why not? I don't know. I think I didn't like it. So it was not Indonesian. Indonesia, they do good stuff. Yeah. No, but Thailand also, yeah, everybody. Hey, if it is from Asia, they do good stuff. Yes. Hi from people from Indonesia and Thailand. And Japan. What other countries people see as Mexico, United States, of course, and everybody else, everybody else. Talk to me about this next episode. I don't even know how to say it. This is the one about the different dimension,
the multiverse.
Whatever. That one, again, the problem I get with this show is that they throw you this idea and then they stop. When you go and see Love, Death, and Robots, I don't know if that's the title. I forgot also. You can check on your title. Yeah, I'm checking. Also putting the other episode. But on that show, Love, Death, and Robots, the episodes had a beginning and an ending. Bam. These ones, it's like most of them, not every single episode, but most of them is like they just leave you with this cliffhanging and it didn't make any sense. I agree. All right. What about the episode with the hair? Oh, the long hair? Yes. Again, same situation. They could have done a complete episode of this girl who is dating his boyfriend, and the boyfriend ends up rejecting her, and she has this vengeance, and it's just they did it in less than 8 minutes, I guess. Yeah, so sad. Could have been even better, but still very creepy. So after this, we have Moho. Moho? Yeah. What was that about? That one is about, it was the one in black and white. Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't like it. That was like the new species taking over, something like that. Yeah, no, it didn't work out for me. Okay. So do you want to move on? Yeah. Okay, so the next one is the one with the library, you know, all the oceans and all that. That was, you know what? I really like that one. I wish it could have a little more because I guess he had like an obsession with the books, and I guess his mother affecting him in a way. I don't remember that detail. I do remember the books and the way he died. Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, if I were married to his wife, forget about the Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. The City of Tombs. Oh man, that was a complete episode. Yes, that was very good. In a way, in other ways, I was like, eh. I did like the ending, you know, how the ghost or the person that died, in a way, got revenge. Most of these anime is about revenge or vengeance from spirits. Correct. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Another thing that I forgot to mention of the library one is that we saw it in Spanish, yes, and then we decided to rewatch it again in Japanese. Do you want to say something about it? It was crazy, creepy in Japanese. Way better than Spanish. Yeah. And then the tombs, we shot in English. Yeah, but it wasn't that scary. No, yeah. There are some episodes that yeah, you can show it in Japanese. I mean in English or your main language. But there are some others that, oh boy, this is, has to be Japanese. Voices. You can tell what the actors are doing a good job. Yeah. Okay. Another one that we watched in Japanese was the one that they pull their faces off, face off. Wanna call it like that? Yeah, face off. What? Tell me about that one. That was one crazy. I mean, because he started it like this archaeologist finding, yeah, this artifact, and I thought the artifact was gonna be, oh, this bench full mummy or something. It turns out to be something else. It's pretty creepy. Yeah. Creepy faces. That's how I'm gonna call it, not face off. What about the one with the whale that had all the humans inside? Parasites? Yeah, Parasite Eve. I don't know what's that. It's an old video game. My mom. My mom had this game. It's from PlayStation 1. Okay, it's called Parasite Eve. I was very scared to play it. What it was about? I didn't play it. It's like Resident Evil. Have you ever played Resident Evil? Yeah. Which ones? I played, you know what? I believe I've played all of them. Except the new version of, which one is it? The Resident Evil 4, the new version of Leon? But no, but I have played, okay. Have you been afraid? I remember when Resident Evil Director's Cut came out. Oh boy, that Director's Cut was crazy. I don't know. Okay, so you played also the second one. Yes, you know what, the third, the Nemesis show up out of nowhere running. Oh man. And then the dogs. Are we gonna continue with the show? You were the one, hey, just started talking about the parasite thing. Well, because the humans were parasite in the show, and then it just reminded me. You know what? We should talk about horror video game. It's just a show. You know what? Let's do it. Whenever we finish all the things we have to do in this month, yeah. Ellie, now you should watch it. I'm your biggest fan. Okay. Now, another one that was a complete episode was the Picture of Tomei. Tell me about this one. It's one of those that, yeah, it's okay, but at the same time, yeah. Oh, the ending, I don't know about you, but the ending, I thought that the camera was on and she was recording. That was crazy. That was creepy. Like, okay, how do you say when they are born with somebody on the side? Siamese? Yeah. I have this Siamese on my side. Just cut it. That was horrible. Now, the next one is the cult. The cult? Yeah, the monks trying to get you. Oh, yeah, the girls that got lost in the mountain or something like that. Yeah. What say you about that one? I didn't like it. It was like so silly. They got, I don't know. But that one, I remember the other one was the bully girl. Yeah. Did like that one? I love that one, man. Especially at the end when the girl got the whole makeup. Well, she grows up, yeah, because the girl is abusing about this kid. She's abusing this kid, and they grow up and they fall in love and get married. It's crazy because he got, like you were saying, he got this vengeance. He got her pregnant. They have a kid, and he left. He left, and now she's gonna go like, you know what? I'm gonna treat you the same way I treated your dad. But at the end, she dressed up like Harley Quinn. Oh man, that was scary. I feel bad for the kid. What a horrible father. Yeah. Now, you mentioned the hallway. The hallway was good. I really enjoyed it. One of those episodes that could have been a complete episode. It was just half. Yeah. But it is what it is. I'm gonna stop complaining. Yeah, because we're almost at the end, of course. This is now. That same episode, we have the sculptures without head. Tell me about that one. Sculptures without head. What else? You don't sound too fond. Here's the thing. There is a lot of Japanese stories out there, creepy stories. We have tales that can go on forever, and I don't even know. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Or probably they missed something along the way of projecting it into the anime. Yeah. But let's go to the next one. Now, the next one is the final episode. And it's very interesting that the boy, the same boy of episode 4 of the silent room, is the same boy at the ending episode. Yeah, that was like he found a cat. Creepy cat. it's crazy. But before that one is the Whispering Woman. And you said you want to talk about that a little more. Yeah, because that Whispering Woman, they could have done a complete episode or a complete 12 or maybe 6 episodes on just that. I mean, they did it with Vampires in the Garden. Yeah. So they could have done something like that because it was good. It was a woman that was being abused by her partner or her husband. Yeah. And then there is this girl that seems that is possessed, and at the same time, yeah, she is. Yeah, she is possessed. So why? Why just half episode? Just come up with something, and the ending was phenomenal. And yeah, it was crazy. It's just wow. Oh well. Thank you for nothing, Netflix. Are we gonna do the video game? Why not? All right. So stay tuned, guys. Someday we'll talk. We have a lot of things in October. Yeah, what is it today? We're now halfway October, yeah. Okay. All right. See you next time.